AFAstreaming.afa.net has now become AFA Stream, and you can find it at stream.afa.net. You see, we removed the letters ING. Our experts have determined that eliminating those three keystrokes, multiplied over hundreds of thousands of AFA Stream visits, could reduce the national debt and maybe increase the gross domestic product. AFA Stream, formerly streaming.afa.net. Improvements to the economy are purely theoretical. Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Well, good Friday morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. Hope that you're having a great morning and looking forward to this weekend. Fridays always are fun, and my Fridays are always doing the program, the radio program, and then studying for Sunday, getting my sermon outline ready, and then I also do some studying on Saturday, and then Sunday morning get up early to put the finishing touches on the message, and so it's a great time for me. Hopefully, if it's not too wet out there, I'll try and play a little bit of golf this afternoon. I would think I would get better at golf, but golf is a hard game. Well, we had a big night last night at First Baptist Texarkana as we welcomed Bill Gaither and the Gaither Vocal Band, and I was privileged to get to spend some time with Bill Gaither, a music legend, a Christian music legend, and we recorded a program that we will play in just a couple of weeks. Talking about his life and talking about the things that God has done in his life, and just a super guy. You know, one of the reasons that God has blessed the Gaithers vocal band and all the Gaither homecoming videos and pretty much anything Bill puts his hand to is because Bill has such a love for the Lord, such a genuine guy, such a humble guy. So willing to meet with people and love on people and be there for people, and I just appreciate him greatly. So we had a great time, made for a little bit of a late night, but it was very much worth it. You can always tell when you go to a Gaither concert because the older people come out. You know, Bill is 88 years old, and he sings songs that really resonate with an older crowd, and so we had lots of older people here. And you know, the wonderful thing is that God loves young people, he loves middle-aged people, he loves older people, he loves all people, and he loves children. So Jesus said, let the children come to me and don't forbid them. The kids would line up to sit in Jesus' lap because in him was life and the life was the light of men. Now, my friend Bill Federer, historian extraordinaire, wrote a book. We've had him on the air talking about it, Silence Equals Consent. And one of the things that he said as it related to the election is if we love what Jesus loves, and Jesus loves the little children, as we sing that song, we would have voted, and we would have voted for a particular candidate who wanted to protect children, and especially when it comes to the transgender insanity. And I don't know if you heard what Donald Trump just said yesterday, but he's the kind of guy that you elect him to the office of president, and he doesn't just sit around. He realizes that there's much work to be done. As I said earlier this week when we had Tom Askell on the program, winning the presidency is like waking up after the hurricane has hit your city and there's debris everywhere. That's what America's like today, and the cleanup begins. The work begins. And so this is what Donald Trump had to say concerning the issue of transgenderism.
The left-wing gender insanity being pushed on our children is an act of child abuse. Very simple. Here's my plan to stop the chemical, physical, and emotional mutilation of our youth. On day one, I will revoke Joe Biden's cruel policies on so-called gender-affirming care. Ridiculous. I will sign a new executive order instructing every federal agency to cease all programs that promote the concept of sex and gender transition at any age. I will then ask Congress to permanently stop federal taxpayer dollars from being used to promote or pay for these procedures and pass a law prohibiting child sexual mutilation in all 50 states. It'll go very quickly. Furthermore, I will support the creation of a private right of action for victims to sue doctors who have unforgivably performed these procedures on minor children. The Department of Justice will investigate Big Pharma and the big hospital networks to determine whether they have deliberately covered up horrific long-term side effects of sex transitions in order to get rich at the expense of vulnerable patients, in this case, very vulnerable. I will ask Congress to pass a bill establishing that the only genders recognized by the United States government are male and female, and they are assigned at birth. Under my leadership, this madness will end. Thank you very much.
Well, that was President-elect Donald Trump talking about the transgender insanity. Under my leadership, this madness will end. I say praise the Lord to that. I think that was one of the big reasons many people voted for Donald Trump, is they see the country just flying off into the abyss as we continue to promote things that are so ludicrous. You know, science, common sense, Scripture tells us that God made us male or female. It's not hard to figure out if you're male or female. And these people that are so delusional and think that they, well, I'm, you know, I'm in a female body, but I'm really a man. I'm in a male body, but I'm really a female. And they put on makeup and wear dresses. And you're just showing to the world that you're a mentally sick individual. So I'm all for what he said there and applaud that. Somebody posted a meme. It was a picture of Trump, and it says the adults are now in charge, and that is very true. One of the other things that Trump said that he was going to do, and as I said, he hits the ground running. He sees that things need to be done, and he's going to start doing it. That's what he showed in his first term, that he didn't just talk about things. He actually did things. He got things done. He's a businessman. He's not a politician that just talks and talks and talks and doesn't do anything. I'm going to move the embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Well, that was talked about by other presidents. They never did anything. Well, Trump did it. And what did all the pundits say? Oh, he's going to create, there's going to be war in Israel, war in the Middle East because of that. Though there wasn't. Those guys get it wrong almost every single time. I was watching some video clips on X, Elon Musk's X, Twitter X, and it was all these people, and they were talking, these liberals are talking about how Kamala Harris was going to, it was just going to be a landslide for her, and they were buying champagne, and this one lady's on there making fun of the guy that sold her the champagne. She said, I could tell that he voted for Trump, and you know, she was just saying, well, you're kind of just with disdain. She didn't say these words, but it was in her tone. You know, you're an idiot if you voted for Trump. He's going to lose, and he's going to lose big. And others were like that, and just so arrogant, just so looking down their nose at, you know, rubes like you and me that live in, we don't live in Los Angeles or New York City or some of the big cities, the elite cities. Well, they were in for a rude awakening, and Tuesday night wasn't a lot of fun for them, and Wednesday morning was definitely not fun for them, and it's been fun for a lot of conservatives on the air who've been watching these meltdowns, and these people just grieve to the core. Now, my feeling is, the reason that you see that is because so many people on the left, they've left God out of the equation. And they may use his name, invoke his name, as Kamala Harris did. She spoke at that liberal church and talked about things and tried to quote scripture. But Jesus said, you'll know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, are they, nor figs from thistles. You'll know them by their fruits. And their fruits say, we don't trust God. We don't follow God. We don't honor him as God. We don't give him thanks. We say no to his will, his way, his ways, and his word. And so they put all their eggs in the basket of government. Government becomes God. Power becomes their God. It says of the Chaldeans in the book of Habakkuk, whose strength is their God. Don't let strength ever become your God. Don't let power ever become your God. Don't let government ever become your God. God is God. I'm the Lord. Exodus 20, verse 1, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before you. God is God. We have no other but God. We worship him, and him only do we serve, as Jesus said to the devil in the wilderness. Well, the other thing that Trump is planning to do, and makes this very clear, he's going to go after the subversives in the deep state that have embedded themselves in the bureaucracy. You know, the threat to democracy that we heard over and over and over again from Kamala Harris and her operatives was really a threat to bureaucracy, because they like the deep state. Well, this is what Trump said that he's going to do, and I applaud him for this. We have to root out the subversives who are working against the best interests of our nation and the best interests of Americans. This is what he said about the deep state.
Here's my plan to dismantle the deep state and reclaim our democracy from Washington corruption once and for all. And corruption it is. First, I will immediately reissue my 2020 executive order restoring the president's authority to remove rogue bureaucrats, and I will wield that power very aggressively. Second, we will clean out all of the corrupt actors in our national security and intelligence apparatus, and there are plenty of them. The departments and agencies that have been weaponized will be completely overhauled, so that faceless bureaucrats will never again be able to target and persecute conservatives, Christians, or the left's political enemies, which they're doing now at a level that nobody can believe even possible. Third, we will totally reform FISA courts, which are so corrupt that the judges seemingly do not care when they are lied to in warrant applications. So many judges have seen so many applications that they know were wrong, or at least they must have known. They do nothing about it. They're lied to. Fourth, to expose the hoaxes and abuses of power that have been tearing our country apart, we will establish a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to declassify and publish all documents on deep state spying, censorship, and corruption. And there are plenty of them. Fifth, we will launch a major crackdown on government leakers who collude with the fake news to deliberately weave false narratives and to subvert our government and our democracy. When possible, we will press criminal charges. Sixth, we will make every inspector general's office independent and physically separated from the departments they oversee, so they do not become the protectors of the deep state. Seventh, I will ask Congress to establish an independent auditing system to continually monitor our intelligence agencies to ensure they are not spying on our citizens or running disinformation campaigns against the American people, or that they are not spying on someone's campaign like they spied on my campaign. Eighth, we will continue the effort launched by the Trump administration to move parts of the sprawling federal bureaucracy to new locations outside the Washington swamp. Just as I moved the Bureau of Land Management to Colorado, as many as 100,000 government positions could be moved out, and I mean immediately, of Washington to places filled with patriots who love America, and they really do love America. Ninth, I will work to ban federal bureaucrats from taking jobs at the companies they deal with and that they regulate. So they deal with these companies and they regulate these companies, and then they want to take jobs from these companies. doesn't work that way. Such a public display cannot go on, and it's taking place all the time, like with Big Pharma.
That was Donald Trump outlining what he's going to do. He's a man of action, and I applaud all those things. We don't need to have people in positions of government who are going to work against the best interests of America. And so we praise the Lord for a guy that's willing to put, you know, action to his words, and we want to see that, and we want to see America be a great place for all people, and more than anything, we want to see revival come to our shores. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. We're up against a break, but we'll be right back. Don't go away.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at AFR.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here. And as you heard Franklin Graham say about Operation Christmas Child, we'd love for you to participate in that. It's going on National Collection Week, going on now through November 25th. And sending the good news of Jesus Christ to children around the world through a simple shoebox gift. And so here are some of the things that they say you can put in there. Start with a quality wow gift item such as a stuffed animal, soccer ball with a pump, or clothing outfit that will capture the child's attention the instant he or she opens the box. Then fill the shoebox with other fun toys, personal care items, and school supplies. For gift suggestions, volunteer opportunities, and drop-off locations, visit the Samaritan Purse website. So you can go to samaritanspurse.org/OCC for Operation Christmas Child, samaritanspurse.org/OCC to learn more and to find a drop-off location near you. Great thing to do as a family, especially for Christmas time, to say, hey, kids, this is what we're going to do. And as Debbie shared yesterday, you can track that box as you pay for the shipping. You can track it and see where it goes. And it's exciting to know, hey, our shoebox that we packed, or the several that we packed as a family. You know, if you have four people in your family, pack four shoeboxes and watch where they go. And just know that God is going to use that box as you pray over it, as the gospel is shared through that box. God is going to use it in the life of somebody that you may never meet until you get to heaven. But how cool is that? So we know that we're all links in a chain. You know, when we talk about evangelism, it's not, we sometimes get the idea that if we're not the one praying with the person to receive Christ, well, we didn't have anything to do with that person's salvation. But the truth of the matter is this: by your praying, by your giving, by your witness, as you shine, you may not know the person, but they're watching you. As they watch you and see how you interact, a husband with his wife, a wife with her husband, a mom and dad with their kids, and they see, hey, there's something different about that family. As you bow your head to pray when you're out at a restaurant, or you ask the waiter or waitress before you pray for your meal, can we pray for you? Is there anything that we can pray for you about? We're going to pray for our meal, and we'd love to include you. That can go a long way in softening a person's heart and bringing them to the place of salvation. And the person that gets to actually pray with them, well, yeah, they were involved, of course, but it was all those other people along the way, all those links in the chain. So it is very exciting. Well, one of the things, as we were talking about Donald Trump and the things that he's planning to do, hitting the ground running, one of the things I was looking at today talked about, I think it was Greg Gutfeld. He was talking about how Kamala Harris had this message of joy. We have all this joy. You know, when she hit the campaign trail, when they threw Joe Biden out like he was a bag of trash, don't believe the lies that he so honorably had this change of heart that, yes, I need to bow out of the race. It would be the best thing for the country. I have a friend whose wife posts all this stuff on Facebook, and it's just like, good night. Are you do you really believe this? I mean, she just sees these people as they are the most honorable, honest, God-loving, country-loving people that the world has ever seen. And she wrote this flowery post about Joe Biden and such an honorable man and gave his life for this country and politics. And when it came down to it, he made the hard decision for the good of the country to step aside from the race. And it's like, no, he didn't. He told people on Friday that he wasn't dropping out of the race, and then he got lambasted behind closed doors by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Barack Obama, and they put so much pressure on him, and they said, hey, if you don't drop out, we're going to invoke the 25th Amendment, and you're going to be pushed out, and your legacy is going to be trashed. And he had no choice but to do that. That's the reality of it. So the thing, I realize politics, it's not just all one way. There's not just bad actors on one side, not bad actors on the other. But you have a side that's just filled with lies. Bill Maher's even called out the left on their deceitful reporting. What they said, what Trump said about Liz Cheney, and they tried to twist that to say Trump wants Liz Cheney brought before a firing squad. He never said that in a million years. Only a person that's being purposely deceitful would see it that way. And Bill Maher, a big liberal who didn't like Trump at all, doesn't like Trump, he called him out and said, hey, you don't do that. You're lying when you do that. But anyway, Greg Gutfeld was saying about fake. Everything is fake. Psalm 56, verse 1, the Lord says this, or the scripture says this, David's great prayer of repentance. Behold, and that's anytime you see behold, behold is a word of surprise. It's like, hey, pay attention. Look at this. Wow. Behold, you desire truth in the innermost being. We go back to 1 John chapter 1 time and time and time again. This is the message that we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. It's just truth. And so he desires truth in the innermost being. God hates falsehood. Who's into falsehood? The devil. He's all about falsehood. I'm working on a book coming out in April about the devil's fake news. We haven't landed on a title yet, but I think we're going to call it The Devil's Newsroom, because he is the progenitor of fake news. He's a liar and the father of lies. Everything that he has is fake. And if you look at Kamala Harris's campaign, it was all fake. Everything was fake. So we're the party of joy, but it was fake joy. You don't have true joy comes from God, and you can try and gin up all this excitement, but it was all fake. She was bussing in paid people to be at her rallies to sing her praises and rah, 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 Kamala Harris. And you're paying these people, you're bussing them in. I counted one rally she had in Pennsylvania toward the end of the race. I counted over 40 buses that somebody had posted as they just go down the line, and they were all going to a Kamala Harris rally. It was all paid actors to go in and cheer for her. We saw her get busted on fake phone calls where she's supposedly talking to somebody, and it's so wonderful. But then she shows her phone, and her phone's not connected. There's no green light on the top that says you have a phone call. It's all just a lie. Fake storylines. Tim Walz, Stolen Valor. Kamala Harris talked about parenting. She married Doug Imhoff when his kids were 15 and 20. She really can't claim the difficulties of parenthood. And then just the fake rhetoric and all the lies that they threw at Donald Trump, a threat to democracy, and he's going to do this and he's going to do that and he's going to be Hitler and all the things that they're doing. It's a straight out of the communist playbook. We accuse you that you are going to be doing what we are doing right now. And that has been their MO for quite a while. Well, switching gears, we want to talk about charitable gift contributions and charitable annuities. And that's something that we hit on periodically on American Family Radio, American Family Association, because it's a great way for people to invest in something that's going to live after them. And to talk about this, we welcome back to the program Riley Wildman. Riley, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you so much for having me. Actually, this is Chelsea today.
Chelsea, I'm sorry.
Thank you for having me. No problem.
Okay, they told me Riley, and then they did a switcheroo. We were talking about fake and things like that, so it fits in well.
Yes, well, joke. Thank you so much for having me on today. Yes, I work with our American Family Association Foundation, and we do offer the charitable gift annuity, and that is just a quick overview for your listeners, for those who may not be familiar. A charitable gift annuity is a contribution to American Family Association, and in exchange, you receive a fixed income for life. And that income percentage is based on how old you are at the time that you give the gift, as well as when you start to receive those payments. So any amount of time that you defer and wait to receive your payments, it's going to be a higher percentage for you. And then you get some partial tax deduction the year that you give the gift, as well as partial tax-free income when you start to receive those payments. So you get a double whammy tax deduction per se, and then you receive that for the rest of your life, and then upon your passing, any remaining funds are then gifted to AFA to continue our ministry's work for the Lord. So it really is a win-win for our supporter, for the ministry, and we are here to support those end-of-year goals and end-of-year giving for our donors.
Chelsea, let me ask you, what is the minimum for something like that?
Yes. So our minimum for our charitable gift annuity is $2,000. So it's a very low minimum. Granted, that's not going to produce, you know, very much of an income, but that is our minimum. But it really goes up from there. Our sweet spot that we see a lot of folks gift, some gift $5,000, and then they do that every year. So it sort of builds up to be a nice little nest egg for retirement. But a lot of our donors and supporters gift somewhere between $10,000 and $25,000. That's we have a lot of gifts those size, but really it just goes up from there according to your situation. We do recommend around 10% of your overall portfolio be in a charitable gift annuity. So it's definitely not the whole pie. It's just a slice of the pie. So you get some great tax benefits. You get to support the work of American Family Association and really leave a legacy that's going to last for generations to come.
Okay, so if we walk through a scenario, let's say I'm person X and say I want to support American Family Association. I'm going to give you a check in 2024 for $10,000. Well, I get a $10,000 charitable gift on my taxes. Okay, you gave $10,000 to AFA. As opposed to, I'm going to give $10,000 to this charitable gift annuity. Do I get to take that $10,000 off my taxes that year, or what's the difference between those two?
Yes. So, the partial tax deduction. So if it's an outright gift, which was your scenario one, yes, you would get a total tax deduction receipt for that gift. But for a charitable gift annuity, it is dependent upon your age and when you start to receive the income. But it is a partial tax deduction. But yes, you do get to take that deduction the year that you put the charitable gift annuity in place. And that percentage is different for everyone. Right now, it's running about a third of the gift. So again, you're going to get that income and you're going to get a partial tax deduction. And part of your income will be tax-free as well.
And do you choose when you want to get that? It's like anything, like a retirement. You can't get into that money until you're 62 or 67. Is that how that works?
Actually, actually, the charitable gift annuity is unlike any other retirement plan product per se. It's not the traditional age category. You can start to receive that at the time of your choosing. So now, granted, the longer you wait, the higher the percentage is going to be, but you can start to receive that at the time of your choosing. But folks generally tend to start that within their retirement years, yes, but it has a little bit more flexibility. And there are multiple ways to fund the charitable gift annuity. You can use cash. We have a lot of our supporters use stock that they do not want in their portfolio anymore. They will gift that stock. We sell that, and then we fund the charitable gift annuity with that amount that the stock sold for. So it's a great way to utilize stock as well. And then if you are 70 and a half or above and you have an IRA, you can do an IRA to CGA rollover. So there are really a lot of different ways that you can fund the charitable gift annuity. And we would love to speak with any supporter that is interested in getting some more information.
Very good. Okay, so let me ask you this, Chelsea. What if the market goes way down? Then that annuity will go down?
Actually, that's a wonderful question. So our charitable gift annuity percentages are put into place at the time that you put your contract in place. And so it's a fixed percentage. So it's not going to go up or down with the market. It's fixed. It's going to stay the same for the rest of your life. So it is not dependent upon the market. So that's another great benefit.
Yeah, amen. All right. Well, thank you so much for that. Chelsea has very good information, very very helpful. So share with the listeners again, how do they contact you?
Yes, absolutely. They can visit our website, afafoundation.net. Again, that's afafoundation.net. Or give us a phone call, 1-800-326-4543. Extension 345. And if you're driving and you cannot write that phone number down, just visit afafoundation.net. We would really love to speak to any supporter that may be interested, especially as we wrap up the end of the year.
Amen. Well, thank you, Chelsea. I appreciate that so much. Thanks for coming on Real Truth for today. Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we are up against a break. Hey, when we come back from the break, we'll be taking your calls, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. If you have a question or comment, people are still obviously talking about the election. We'd love to talk to you about that. So give me a call. You've heard a lot about saving babies on this show. That's because it's important to me personally. And let me just be frank with you. We need to save them. That's why we've partnered with Preborn, the nation's leader in introducing mothers with unplanned pregnancies to their babies. And once she hears that heartbeat and sees that precious life growing inside of her, she is twice as likely to choose life. Now that's a miracle. But quite honestly, if we don't save them, who will? Preborn receives no government funding, so their work is completely dependent on you and me. Preborn has rescued over 280,000 babies. And that's not all. They provide love, support, and counseling for up to 2 years for free, saving lives and souls. One ultrasound is just $28, or 140 helps rescue 5 babies' lives. Abortion doesn't stop, so we can't either. Together, you and I can save lives. Just call #250 on your cell and say the keyword baby. That's 250 baby. Or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email pastorjeff@fromhisheart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here. We're opening up the phone lines, 888-589-8840. If you have a question or comment, I'd love to hear from you. Now, you did hear that Mark Cuban, before the election, he went on The View and he said that Trump doesn't surround himself with any kind of strong, intelligent women. And he said, you know, that he's afraid of women or doesn't like women or whatever, you know, that he meant by that. But interestingly, Trump just selected as his chief of staff a woman. First time, Susie Wiles, a strong woman, first ever female chief of staff in U.S. history. And this is what CNN had to say about it.
That is interesting news, and she certainly ran Donald Trump's most professional campaign. Scott Jennings, still with us. Scott, your reaction?
Oh, great pick. I think what was said in the statement is absolutely true. She's universally respected in the party. The organization of the campaign and the fact that he stuck with the leadership team all the way through, I think, is a testament to just what a great job that she did. Being the first female chief of staff in the White House, I think, is a huge marker for both President Trump and the Republican Party. So I think if she can bring the kind of discipline and organization to the White House that she just ran this campaign with, Donald Trump's got a really good chance to get off to a great start and begin achieving objectives right out of the way. So you're going to get a lot of attaboys from across the Republican spectrum for picking Susie Wiles tonight.
All right, Scott Jennings, thanks so much. We'll be.
So a strong, intelligent woman, Susie Wiles, is going to be his chief of staff. Well, as I said, we're going to the phone lines, 888-589-8840. And we have Tom on the line from Ohio. Tom, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you, Jeff. Hey, I'm emotional. I'm amazed at what I just heard you play earlier in the program. The speech that Trump was giving, outlining everything he's planning to do, where is that speech? How did you get access to it?
I saw it on X, Twitter X, and somebody sent it to me also, but I saw it there, and we got the clip from there. I don't know,
you know
where
he delivered.
I'm assuming
when
that was it was Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay.
So, very, very recent.
On Twitter, so.
Yeah, Trump is, I told my wife, we have a good friend of ours who is one of those guys that just, he's a hard charger, and you give him an assignment, and he is working on it immediately. That's what Trump reminds me of. You know, it's not just I campaigned to win the presidency, and now I'm going to go to the beach. He's wanting to get things going, and so he's already got stuff in place. And you know, the I heard Megyn Kelly say this. You know, she said that was one of her biggest things in this election was what are we going to do to protect our children? Obviously, as pro-life Christian conservatives, we say it starts in the womb. We need to protect our children in the womb, and Trump has not adopted that. He did in 2016, but then he changed, and we need to speak the truth in love to him as the Christians continue to let him know, hey, that child, his life, her life begins at conception. But as far as the transgender insanity goes and destroying kids' lives, 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old kids, I applaud him for saying we're going to stop the insanity there and we're going to go after doctors that do this. This is just butchery. This is straight out of the concentration camps. I'm getting a note here that the Trump deep state and trans videos are a year old. All right, that's what my producer here said. So evidently he did it before. So that's what he's planning to do, and that's what he's going to put into place. So that's there you have it, Tom. Jay said that they were campaign videos. That's what he's planning to do, and so it wasn't Wednesday or Thursday. I just saw it yesterday. But that was part of his campaign. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to shut that stuff down. So hope that helps.
We might be able to find it on YouTube then.
Yes, you should be able to find it. I think if you type in Trump and transgender, you should be able to find it. And then Trump and deep state should be able to find that. But thank you, Tom. I appreciate that. All right, we have Tom on the line from Rhode Island. Tom, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hi, Pastor Jeff. Thank you for taking my call. And I just want to do a really brief little bit of levity here based on your saying that how much the Harris campaign lies. And that is, if you remember, she said that everybody leaves Trump rallies early. And I've been to a Trump rally, and that's not the case.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I saw people streaming out of her rally in Houston because they did a bait and switch with Beyonce, thinking they people coming thinking they were getting a concert. They didn't get a concert. And so it was just Beyonce talking for 10 minutes and then Kamala Harris coming up, and people were frustrated with that. And but it's just typical. It's we promise you this and we deliver that, and everything is fake. Everything about that woman was fake. Now, I've said repeatedly on this program, hey, just tell the people what you're planning to do. Tell them what you believe is right. This is my plan for the nation. And they, if they agree with that plan and say that's a good plan, that's a good direction, then they'll vote for you. If they don't, they won't. But this idea that we're just going to, everything is going to be a bait and switch, it's smoke and mirrors, people start to see through that. And praise God that Elon Musk purchased Twitter from Jack Dorsey. Yeah, Jack Dorsey, and for $44 billion so that he could have a free speech platform. And he uses community notes to call out things. Whoever says something that's not correct, that's not true, he calls them out. And so, you know, the mainstream media lies and lies and lies. Again, as I said earlier, they lied about the Liz Cheney thing. And Bill Maher called them out. And Bill Maher, and I've played this clip in church and on the radio program, Bill Maher said, listen, the pro-life movement, they believe that abortion is murder. It's not that they hate women. It's that they believe abortion is murder. And then he said these chilling words, and it kind of is, but I'm okay with that. There are 8 billion people in the world. Sorry, you didn't make it. We're not going to miss you. He actually said that. But what I appreciate about what he said is this. He acknowledges that if you believe abortion begins at conception, which he seems to believe, then abortion is murder, and that's why we fight so hard against it. And every pro-abortion person on the planet, every pro-abortion candidate, every pro-abortion voter, they would agree with him that we don't care if it's murder. We don't want that baby to live. That mother ought to have the right to kill her unborn baby. Nobody has the right to do that. And so we stand against that. So good word, Tom. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate you, brother. Well, we have Paula on the line from Oklahoma. Paula, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hey, Pastor Jeff. I was just going to make a comment. Dusty Beavers is here in Oklahoma, a strong Christian man I think he's in the Senate or Congress. But he posted on Twitter saying that the men need to get into the arena, especially pastors. I mean, I went to a church where one pastor said, I'm not even voting, and so I'm not going to that church anymore. And I live in a very small conservative Baptist, I'll just say, Oklahoma Baptist University town. Uh-huh. And hardly any of the churches spoke about voting. They like danced around of it. Some didn't even say anything.
Yeah.
And I just am like, I was delivered out of homosexuality, and I had an abortion. And I can tell you, these folks, the LGBTQ, they will not stop. I mean, we are in a spiritual battle, and yes. The pastors, you are just awesome, and many other pastors are really just, you know, getting in the fight, but some are just still la-di-da. I mean, 40 million Christians didn't even vote. And Trump's probably like, well, what do I need them for? You know, they sit on the sidelines. Not all of us. I'm not saying that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, you're exactly right, Paula. I don't understand. Tom Askell was on the program Wednesday, and we were talking about the results of the election. And I said, I don't understand these guys that, you know, they're too high and mighty or pure or whatever they have in their minds that I can't vote for this candidate. I can't vote for a pro-abortion candidate. Well, I don't want to vote for a pro-abortion candidate either. But you have one who wants to kill babies up through 9 months and even afterward, if the mother chooses. Well, you know, as a botched abortion, the baby is born, but let the baby die. That kind of attitude versus somebody that is at least open to hearing why this is wrong. I shared with some people, I said, you know, you had one side that's anti-God and the other side that's open to God. You want to vote for the candidate who's open to God. And all these guys, to my knowledge, all these guys that said, well, I'm not voting for Trump, and they wrote in, I saw where some guy wrote in, and he was very open about it. He wrote in his vote for Dusty Devers for president. Well, Dusty Devers wasn't on the ballot. And so he's not going to win. So when you are a conservative Christian and you vote for Dusty Devers, you help the other side. Now, this guy admitted that he wanted, or one of those guys that didn't vote for Trump admitted they wanted Trump to win versus Kamala Harris. But to me, that's hypocritical. Okay, you recognize that she is far worse, but you're not going to bring yourself to vote for the guy that would be, in that comparison, far better. If she's far worse, he's far better. But they wouldn't vote for him and didn't lead their people to vote for him and kind of gave people an out. Yeah, you don't need to vote. I think it was John Piper that said he didn't even vote. Well, if everybody did as he did, guess what? Kamala Harris would be the president. And if all the Christians just said, well, we're not going to get involved, it's too messy, it's too dirty, it's too evil, well, you just give it over to the evildoers. And the phrase that has become so popular, all that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good people to do nothing. And so good people need to get involved. And pastors need to start standing up and speaking up and being courageous. We like it when Tucker Carlson does that. We like it when Sean Hannity does that. We like it when Elon Musk does that. But we don't want to do it. We don't want to take the hits for standing up. And we need to be courageous. Our theme at First Baptist Texarkana for 2025, strong and courageous. Have I not commanded you? God said to Joshua, be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So I appreciate your call, Paula. Anything else to add?
Amen. I know abortion is wrong. I know this. I lived it, and I live with it this day, and it was over 30, 40 years ago. But you have babies. And I worked on the border during the Bush era, and I've worked on the border in the military. And these babies and children that are coming over, they are being abused and sex trafficked. And for people to sit and say, I'm not voting just because of abortion, but you, that some of these so-called pious Christians are sitting and not voting for Trump, that just sickens me, because I've been down there and I've seen, you know, the poor children and the babies. If people don't think that that's happening to those children, they need to wake up, because it is. Mm-hmm. There's a place called Snake Alley in Thailand where babies are used, and I will just leave it at that.
That's just sickening. That's sickening. That's going to bring the judgment of God. You know, Jesus said it would be better that a millstone be tied around your neck and you're thrown into the deepest sea than you do something so terrible, so horrible to one of these little ones. Well, thank you, Paula, for that. I appreciate you calling in. Lee in Texas, we just have about another minute. If you can share it just real quickly.
Yes, I like to say that Donald Trump, when I listen about Donald Trump, they say that it's about the working class. And what is it that the working class wants? To me, I believe it's they want the tax cut on Social Security, tips, and overtime. And I think that those tax cuts are worth fighting for.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I would agree with that. Well, thanks for listening to Real Truth for Today. It's always a joy to be able to share with you. I'm Pastor Jeff Shreve, the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, and the founder of From His Heart Ministries. From His Heart is heard every weeknight at 6 p.m. Central Time right here on American Family Radio. Hey, have a great weekend. Remember the two words, shine and share. Our job as Christians, shine for Christ in the way we live and share, open our mouths, and tell people what great things the Lord has done for us and how He had mercy on us. And if you will shine and you will share, God will use you as His witness. God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.